So, the hot topic, everyone's talking about it. You have all been talking about it. My parents have been talking about it. Teachers have been talking about it. I know nothing about it. What is Tiger King? I am confused.
It's, I think I read the Netflix description and it was like the perfect summary of it. There's something like tigers, rednecks, and guns, or something like that. It's like three words. But that pretty much sums up the show. You got tigers, you
Pretty much
got a guy named Joe Exotic, and yeah.
it's everything you would hope and dream it'd be.
Because like I would hear people talk about it, and it'd be like they'd be like, "Oh, there's cults, guns, people buying and selling tigers." Like, I'm like, "What is this show?" Like, it sounds like four different shows in one, like four different things.
That's pretty accurate, actually. Yeah. yeah, like how I got really like turned on to it was I was listening to the podcast and they were like, yeah, someone's arm get ripped off by a tiger. And they're like, but that's not even the tip of the iceberg. Like someone's arm getting ripped off, that's not even like the exciting part. And after watching it, you're like, yeah, that's not even the half of it.
So, like, what's the most prevalent? Oh, I'm not really storyline because it's like a documentary. But like, what's the like biggest part? That's like why they made this documentary? Like, what's the like lowdown on?
You could say
Think
they're
that
like,
they
oh,
like
go
the
ahead.
main character is Joe Exotic, but like they've also followed like a couple other people.
So who's Joe Exotic then?
He is like the Tiger King. He has like a zoo or whatever in Oklahoma with a bunch of like exotic animals.
I think he has like 200 something, or did have 200 something tigers, and he. I don't know if it's, I'm pretty sure it's illegal, but he like breeds them and sells them too. And then, yeah. And there's,
So he has like
what was the other guy? Like Doc Antle or something. He has one down in like Florida or something. And there's,
Little Beach.
was her name? Like Carol Baskins, right? Yeah, she has one also. And they're like the three like heavy hitters.
Main people, yeah.
But Carol is all against the Tiger King and Doc Antle because she believes that her place is a rescue that
And
is
they're just doing
stable.
it to like make money, basically.
Yeah. The annoying thing is that like she got all of those like big cats when she was with her first husband and it wasn't a rescue. Like he was just buying exotic animals.
Yeah.
So like after she killed him and fed him to tigers, she just like marketed it as a rescue.
Yeah. Oh, we should
But
probably
she's doing the same thing that
hold.
she's doing the same thing that Doc and Joe are doing to
Yeah.
make more.
It's like it's, I guess you can call it a conspiracy, but it's kind of more like a definitely thing that she killed her husband and either fed him
My
to
God.
tigers or buried him in a septic tank. So yeah.
Oh
And
my
like it's
God.
one like a whole episode basically is devoted to her. I feel like the first three are like specifically about Joe and Doc and then Carol pretty much. Yeah, like there's all kinds of evidence and everything to point if she did do it or didn't do it. And yeah,
How
it's
many episodes is this?
Seven.
seven, yeah.
Seven. How long are they a piece?
About 45
48
minutes
minutes.
ish. Yeah.
It's a good chunk of time.
Yeah. And then Joe Exotic, kind of at the end, he's now in jail for like 22 years for what he hired a hitman to go and kill Carol Baskins because he so much basically. So yeah.
Probably should have done spoilers in front of this.
Oh
Like,
yeah, we probably should have.
we'll title it spoilers
Maybe we can
most
go back and edit a clip or something of someone being like, before you watch, but
I think if we just put spoilers in the title or spoiler
yeah.
discussion, it'll be
Right.
fine. But and I'm pretty sure it's a statistic that they probably did mention in the thing. But what I've been hearing since it's come out is that people are saying that there are more tigers that are privately owned than are out in the wild, just because of people buying and selling exotic animals.
Yeah. Like, I think it's at the very end when they have, like texts afterwards. It's something like 5,000 to 10,000 are in captivity and 4,000 are in the wild or something like that. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, a big difference. But I don't remember the exact numbers.
Justin, did you have something you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Also, I thought the story, it's just a quick little story, but it was the final episode. Joe Exotic talks about his chimpanzees and releasing them for the first time. And he talks about how they, like, for their whole life, they've just been in separate cages, like, across from each other. And now they're in this huge, like, zoo. And the first thing it was, like, hug each other, the two chimpanzees. And it was like, oh.
Yeah.
It just ripped you apart.
And he even, like, he kind of admits that he isn't really doing the right thing. Because he said he gave them to, like, a chimpanzee rescue type thing. And they were in this big open cage with, like, you know, trees and a field. And he was like, I pretty much deprived them of having or being a chimpanzee. And it was like, he was like tearing up a little bit too. So I think he knows he's doing something wrong, but the money doesn't want to admit it.
I mean, personally, I don't really like zoos at the best of times, but I can only imagine what, like, a privately owned zoo by Mr. Joe Exotic would be like.
Yeah.
It looked crazy.
There's so much, it's like hard to even know where to start to explain to you some of the crazy things in there. Like, they all carry guns on them, but not for, like, the tigers, pretty much, like, for other people trying to come shut them down. Like,
sounds like drugs, like the mafia or something, but for tigers.
Basically, yeah. Like, and, like, he, Joe Exotic is gay, and he had two husbands at the same time, but they all married each other at the same time too. Like, they had a three-person wedding. It was like, yeah, it's crazy. It's like, that's not even the craziest part either, but, like, so many things in it you're just watching, like, you can't even believe it's happening, you know?
So like, is there a moment, if it's like, I don't know if it's like in the first episode or relatively early on, where it's like, you saw that moment and I was like, now I have to watch the whole rest of this thing. Because, like, I'm in too deep now. I'm too invested. Or is it just, like, the whole thing? It's just...
I feel like it's the whole thing. Like you hear Joe's story, and then you have to know more.
Right. And other people get involved, and you're like, well, now I have to go what's going on with them, too.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, every 20 minutes, you're like, whoa, that's got to be the peak of this show. And then... Whoa, what? And then it builds and builds where you're like, everything just keeps topping one thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, at one point, they try and, like, either kill him or Joe Exotic, they try and kill him or scare him or something by cologne on his shoes when he went into a tiger cage without him knowing. So the tiger, like, grabs him by the boot and drags him across the cage. And, like, yeah, it's insane.
Oh, I think there was a scene that made me go, okay, I'm in. And it was like, second in, someone, I think it was Joe Exotic's, like, these tigers don't want to hurt me or kill me. And that quickly switches to a scene where a tiger's, like, jumping on his back and, like, dragging him.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I'm in.
I think in that same episode, even, I think he's standing by, like, the tiger cage and he's like, petting him through the fence. He's like, yeah, they would never hurt me. And then he gets, like, bit on the finger or something. He starts, like, bleeding, like, in that exact moment. It's, yeah.
Oh, my God. Too good. Too good.
And then you learn Joe Exotic's country music singer who does music videos. And those are just everything you'd think they would be.
I honestly, am a he's not huge that bad. Fan of those music videos.
Yeah, no, this is what I'm saying, though. It sounds like each individual person could have just had their own documentary and would have been
actually
able to carry
there,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they almost do. It's like a seven, it equates to about 6 or 7 hours across the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's almost like watching, like, 3 or 4 different documentaries on different people.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there a cult? Am I right? Is there?
Not officially, but pretty much. Like,
but pretty much a cult? Yeah. What's their deal? Because that's
mostly like Doc Antle's. Like, mm-hmm. Zoo is most like a cult, I think. Because he has, like, all of his workers are, like young women.
Mm-hmm. He almost cons them into staying, I guess. Like, he gets in their head and makes them think they have to be there. And then, like, he pays them low and makes them work, like, long hours and, like, makes them dress a certain way and, like, do certain things. Very creepy stuff. Like, definitely.
Doesn't he have, like, 3 wives, too?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Exotic. What's with these exotic animal owners having multiple spouses?
I don't know.
Oh, he made all the girls change their names, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was so weird. Like, why?
I guess
he gave them all, like, exotic names.
Yeah.
The girl from Ames, Iowa, that, Barbara,
mm-hmm.
She... her story was she worked for him and he asked her to get breast implants and she agreed to it because it'd give her time off.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
I think she even said
it's
like,
scary.
Yeah. She was like, she didn't necessarily say yes to it. Like she agreed, but it was one day it was like, oh, here's your appointment time. You're going. And just, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic too. It's kind of like a cult, I guess, like with the workers and everything. But his 2 husbands, yeah, you find out later, they're not actually gay. They just got with him basically, like, for the money and the stuff, I guess. So, yeah, like it comes out later. Like one of them was sleeping with the secretary all the whole time, and like the other one was just doing it for meth or something. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The husbands weren't actually gay, and it's like
that was crazy to me. I was not prepared. Like, yeah. The second husband, Travis, in the very beginning, I was like, he is not gay. There is something going on here that is not correct. But yeah. Then I let it go and like saw their relationship progress, and then they're like, yeah, we're straight.
Yeah, we did.
He just wanted his tiger money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's just so much to cover. It's like,
well, it's like I'm sure you don't want to like spoil the whole thing either. Where it's like it's probably right. Best watched than fully discussed. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, and like he claims like the last episode pretty much is him going through his trial for like hiring someone to kill Carol Baskins. And then he's, like, saying, oh, I never did that to anyone, or I was joking around, or whatever he said. And then there's, like, actual, like, conversations through text of him being, like, hey, can you kill her? I'll give you $5,000 for it. And stuff like that. And it's, like, dude, you literally have all this evidence against you. Don't try and deny it. Like,
5,000 seems like such a low amount to kill someone.
Well, that's what the guy said, too. He's, like, I wouldn't even do it for $1,000,000. Like,
yeah, like...
No, it's insane.
Yeah. I feel like there's something we're missing. I don't know what.
It's probably a lot.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot.
Yeah, the whole thing just feels like a blur.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In my memory.
Does it watch quickly, even though it's like 7 episodes at like almost an hour each?
Yeah.
I could have easily finished it in one night.
Same.
But...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I think my dad did. I think he was watching it in the early morning and then watched it all the way through throughout the day.
Yeah.
Which, well, like, that's talking... a... Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Brother. and he was saying how he watched the first episode and he was like, kind of on the fence. And then he was halfway through the second, and then he sent me a message and he's like, okay, I think I'm ready for this. And he finished like one night.
Mm-hmm. Or like with the tigers too, they don't treat them like a zoo would, you know? So like they have trucks come in like once a week from Walmart that have like meat that people didn't buy, or like even just non-meat things, and they'll feed them like, you know, bologna and hot dogs and all this stuff that people returned or didn't buy or brought out of the frozen section. And like, yeah,
that's sad.
Tigers diet.
Oh, and then you get to learn that Joe wanted to make pizza for the customers. And it ends up being like the meat that they got from like the Walmart trucks.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
It's like hot dog bologna pizza.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's people who are like, man, they make the best pizza here. Like some guy came to visit.
Taylor's just got her hand on
her face. That was so cringy for me to watch. I was just like,
The whole time. And like, I think they said too, the employees like pick over the truck and find things that like they want to take home because like the property, but they get paid so little that they're like, you know, box of, I think fruit roll-ups is one of them. So they take that home with them and they're like expired and stuff too. But yeah, like they make so little, they have to scrounge through the Walmart truck to find this stuff to take home. So yeah, it's like a cult.
That's crazy.
And I even feel like, even though we're spoiling a lot of it, I still feel like you still watch it and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Things that we're not even talking about that easily could be like a main part.
Well, it's like, I haven't seen it. And even just like listening to you all talk about it, I don't feel like I would, like, I'm not like, okay, I don't need to watch it now. It's like I have more questions now, almost.
Yeah.
Not like in a bad way, like you're doing a bad job explaining it, but just like I almost need to know, yeah, like the full descriptions and see how it works. Because like, because it's hard to even like imagine it. It's just crazy. Yeah. I say crazy a lot, but like that's like the one word descriptor of this show, it seems like.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah. I guess Taylor and Justin, do you guys think that Carol Baskins killed her husband, or do you think it's all a...
For sure.
She definitely killed him. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
That's almost why...
I can't believe she's never charged.
Determined. Yeah, it's like there's so much evidence being like, yeah, she definitely did that, but...
Yeah, like all the motives are there. And the whole, like, her, like, changing the will...
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, how did she get away with this? This is insane.
And in the will, it's like most people say, in case of my death or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she put like, in case my disappearance.
Yeah.
And the attorney, like, no one assumes they're going to disappear.
Yeah, he's like, I've been doing this for 34 years and no one said in case of my disappearance. Like, yeah. She like, they try to, I guess she paints herself as like, you know, this person who rescues cats, she's like this super good person. But then she screwed out her husband's daughters from anything from the will. So they got like, what, 10% of his like $2 million wealth or something like that. And yeah. She
definitely killed her husband.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think she, did she feed him to the tigers or did she bury him somewhere? What do you think?
I would like to think, just to make it even more weird and crazy, that she like grinded him up in the meat grinder and fed him to the tigers. Like, yeah. I think that would be like,
that's like some mafia type stuff. Like,
right?
It's
yeah. That would be thematically appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Plus, they talked about how like a tiger's stomach is so acidic that like all like, the bones would like,
oh yeah,
like, the stomach, so like there'd be no evidence, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of insane watching it too, like with the tiger specifically, Because you'll watch them, you know, just be regular animals and seem all friendly. And then just on a dime, they can snap and they're like attacking each other and like lunging. And it's like, oh God, like, it's actually terrifying. Like, why would you want to own a tiger like that? It would destroy you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm scared of my own house cats at the best of times, being honest. Yeah. Like, they kind of scare me. So, like, I can only imagine having, like, a tiger.
Yeah. And they kind of say in it, too, it's like, why would you want to cage this, you know, majestic animal like that? And, like, you really do see it. Like I was saying, it's just, it's the kind of animal where you can't just keep it in a cage like that. It has these natural instincts where it wants to be out in the wild doing its thing. And you just feel for them. Well, is there any final things you want to add before we wrap it up? Or
watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
If you haven't seen it yet and you're still listening, you need to watch this show.
Yeah. Cole, I think you need to watch it and get back to us.
Yeah, I probably will. I'll see if it lives up to all this hype. I don't usually jump on the, like, on, like, when back when Bird Box was, like, the big thing on Netflix. Still have never seen it.
Blows it's like box away.
Well, yeah, it's, but like there's always, like, it seems like every so often there's like this one big thing almost always on Netflix that's like everyone in the world is watching and talking about, and it seems like this is like the newer iteration of that, but this actually seems interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch many documentaries, so like I don't know, it'll be interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna watch it at some point. I don't got anything else to do.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking this morning, I was like, if it wasn't for the quarantine, I wonder if it would be as popular. Like, it's good, obviously, but it seems like one of those things where people would just kind of brush it under the rug a little bit if we were in normal times. So, I don't know, I'd be interested to see what it would be like if we weren't in this situation, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it could be. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's things like this on, like, on Netflix that get, like, so incredibly popular that, like, it seems like everyone has watched it. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like it could.
Yeah. All right, well, should we wrap this up, you think?
Yeah, I guess, unless you guys have any other final thoughts, opinions, or it seems like you all gave the thumbs up, recommend it, go watch it.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have some articles coming out soon, so if anyone's listening, head out, feel free to check out those, but otherwise, yeah. See you around.